February 27th in Shanghai. President met this morning with Joe and Henry for an hour before we departed Shanghai. Larry and I took a chance at the last minute and ran over to the Friendship store to get some of the potted miniature trees, and just about missed the airplane in the process because we couldn't get the clerks to just let us take the trees in boxes. They wanted to go through the whole crating process. We did get back in time to get into the motorcade, however. On the plane, the president continued his opposition to Rogers and Rogers' attitude, and did not see him at all except to spend a few minutes telling him that he wanted him to speak at the cabinet and leaders meetings to cover some of the things that the president can't cover. He had Henry and me in for quite a long time, several times during the flight, discussing the Rogers problem, working out plans for the Kissinger backgrounder of the press, making sure that the 800-volume set of Chinese history goes to the Nixon Library. Told me he wanted me to talk to Mitchell and tell him the problem about Rogers, that the pick is broken on a personal basis because he put himself above the trip. He wants Mitchell to tell him he has to play the game, get the department shaped up, and quit playing their line. He told me to write a memcon for his file on the Rogers meeting in Shanghai. He agreed that Henry should do the CBS television special. And then we got back to talking about the backgrounder, and the president made the point that we should hit the press on the basis that this is done on a background basis for the good of the country, such as during World War II, all press accepted background where it involved the security of America. The president decided he wouldn't go to Florida, but instead would go up to Camp David after the cabinet meeting and take Ehrlichman along. Then he told me to make a note of the fact that Kissinger has worked hard, and I'm to call Rebozo and have him give Henry all of his phone numbers of girls over that are not over 30. When we got to Anchorage, the president wasn't able to go to sleep, so had me over at his house for a couple hours, and we went through all of the same things again about the backgrounder, about putting Rogers in the deep freeze. He wanted me to talk to Takash about Rose's drinking. The president was very upset with Rose's attitude on the airplane and the night before in Shanghai. He wants to be sure Kissinger sees the vice president before the leaders' meeting, and that he gets to Goldwater and Jim Buckley and all the conservatives, because the president can't see them and put them in the position of quoting him. He was obviously trying to unwind, and we just spent quite a long time talking before he finally folded up. End of February 27th.